You're listening to Round Table. Who doesn't like to save money when possible? Traveling can be expensive, but the right strategy, can bring down the cost. Yes, let's look at in 2017.
Yeah. Yes.
What are some of the things that we can do to save a couple of bucks on travel, and our wallets will be saying thank you afterwards?
Well, great question. And the first thing I got for you is budget apps.
Budget apps.
What are those, Ryan? I'm saying those are things like what is called Digit. Okay,
so Digit
is like a visual alert budgeting app. It also protects you from overdraft. So those are useful when you're abroad. Maybe ATMs don't acknowledge your card. So you have an app on your phone that says, hey, you're overdrafting. Or, hey, you know, maybe you can use it at places, but you can't necessarily check your balance at an ATM machine.
Mm-hmm.
So this lets you know, hey, chill it out on the spending, man. Okay?
I like the app saying hey to me.
Yeah, hey. Okay. Also, there is, I guess, one that I particularly liked here and scares me is the rise of cheap flights. Okay, so there is some cheap airlines coming out of the woodwork, and those are maybe some European low-budget carriers like Norwegian Airlines or WOW Air. Okay.
That doesn't sound so great
when it comes to air travel. Like, wow, we made it. Air. Norwegian is offering $585 round-trip nonstop fares between Los Angeles and London in when this article was posted in April. So I don't know what that means now. But then we got $306 seen for a round-trip flight from Newark to London on WOW Air. Round-trip flights from Boston to Beijing on Air Canada for a mere $485. Guys, if anything happens to you while you're up there in the air, you're hundreds of feet above ground, right? So it's not like just pulling over on the freeway. What are they cutting costs on to be able to offer tickets this low?
Yeah,
I don't like that.
Something who's really afraid of being
flight. I don't like that. What about you guys? What do you got?
Well, actually, I have a personal experience. I went to Hong Kong last month, and I checked the project the SIM cards provide. So the packages are like, if you're using your card in the mainland and you wanted a special package, it's going to be $128 for China Mobile. But if you buy a local card, it would cost you like 30 or 40 yuan. But the practice is basically similar. You can still have the same data, everything, but you're saving a lot. So I think down to the point, comes down to the point that you need to invest your time and energy into doing research to save money. So still, I think it's a fair trade.
Yeah, well, I guess saving on flights, hotels, and other aspects of travel is the question of how much do you value your time as opposed to energy spent, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that decision that everybody has to make. If you are not willing to spend a lot, or you don't have extra dollars to spend on this, then yes, maybe spending more time on the research, and also maybe on travel, because sometimes if you go detours, then it is usually cheaper.
Otherwise. You know, we got some more old school tips that I like better because I'm old school. Okay, so look for free activities, hiking. These kind of things often aren't the most expensive thing you can do on the trip, right? So maybe it's a little bit cheaper. Things like Airbnb, you could find a great room for pretty cheap instead of staying at a hotel or even a hostel sometimes. There's apps called like Couchsurfing where you can sign up and stay on someone's couch for free. So also really cheap. Go to local markets to buy your food. You know, the locals always know where the best deals are. So follow those guys. Carry snacks and water when you go out on those outings, folks. And if you're visiting like a place like Beijing, maybe don't stay in the center of the city, the first ring road. Maybe stay a little bit outside. You can do your research and know the subway will take you there.
Yeah, and the ultimate way is to be really good at English and be a college student. That way, you may get sponsored by CRI and visit South Africa.
Ooh.
What's it about?
Yes, that's actually coming up very soon in late August, as there will be an event held by CRI in South Africa. I will be hosting the event. event when we have a dialogue between students from China and South Africa.
Yeah.
Yes, and you get sponsorships and those kind of things. And also college students or students, period, get cheaper tickets everywhere.
Nice. Yeah.
Yes. Nice. That's one thing. Yeah. to keep in mind. Yes, you're listening to Roundtable, and that brings us to the end of today's show. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye, everybody.